Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Jill Kaufman. More than 6,000 cyclists are gearing up for the Pan Mass Challenge this weekend. It's to raise money for cancer research, and riders will leave from Sturbridge, Massachusetts tomorrow morning and make their way to Provincetown by Sunday. It's 192 miles, and the fundraising goal this year is $48 million. Many riders know someone with cancer and are riding for them. Some riders are living with cancer or cancer in remission. And some riders are doing the PMC in honor of people they've never met. And among them is Chris Vargas of Mattapan. The man he rides for is Stuart Grief, who died of lung cancer almost a year ago. Amy Grief, his wife, and Chris Vargas are in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's good, and it's really good to meet you both. Amy Grief, please, would you tell us about Stuart Grief? Tell us about your husband, and what was he like?
Stuart was an intelligent, loving husband who was an avid biker, rode all the time. He got enjoyment from riding. He was healthy and vibrant, father of two daughters. We were married almost 31 years. In 2014, we were hiking on vacation, and he started to feel ill. That was in May. Was diagnosed in August of 2014 with stage 4 lung cancer out of the blue, a non-smoker. So everyone out there who thinks that only smokers get lung cancer, very wrong. He had a genetic mutation. It was called ROS1 mutation, which is only 1% of people diagnosed with lung cancer have that particular mutation. They started him on a targeted therapy. In 3 months, there was no evidence of disease. He was feeling great. So January of 2015, he decided he wanted to give back to the cancer community and to Dana-Farber. So he decided he was going to ride in the Pan Mass that summer. But unfortunately, by June, his cancer had come back. And in August, he was too ill to ride. It had metastasized to the brain. He underwent 10 days of full brain radiation, started a new targeted trial therapy in October of that year, did really well again. 2016 January, he rode in the Revolution, which was an indoor Pan Mass challenge event, and was really eager to do the Pan Mass again that August. Unfortunately, by the end of February that year, he was not feeling well again, had surgery in March, chemotherapy, but by the end of June, it was back, and on August 20th last year, he passed away from the disease.
So you're coming up on your first anniversary, right, of a huge loss, a huge hole,
right,
in your heart, and I thank you for explaining the evolution of this, because it's something you both lived with and your family lived with every day for those years of uncertainty. He wanted, as you said, to ride in the Pan Mass Challenge, and he's not. But Chris Vargas is riding in the name of your husband. And Chris, are you also wearing the gear of Stuart?
I'm wearing his helmet, gloves, and shoes that they gave to me.
How did you hear about Stuart Grief? How did you even hear about the Pan Mass Challenge? This is not something you've done before.
No, it's my first time doing the Pan Mass Challenge. So the founder of the Pan Mass Challenge came to my school, and he gave a presentation on the PMC. And immediately I was super impressed. Just the fact that everybody from all around the world just gathers together and rides for a common cause. And so already I was just like, I would love to be a part of something like that one day. Around February, I checked my email. PMC has sent an email to Europe. They were looking for someone to ride in Stuart Grief's memory. And it was one of those moments when a little voice came in my head and was just like, do it. Like, I read it, and I don't know why. I didn't grow up with my father, so maybe that's why I felt like so attached to the email. The email stated how they were looking for someone that was around 5'6", 5'7", I'm 5'4", maybe, and a half.
And stand tall, man.
So I mentioned that on the email, how I'm like, I'm not 5'6", 5'7", but I'm 5'4", and I got a really big heart. So they chose me to ride in his memory. And
May I prompt you also to tell us about your mom, your mother, who had said something to you some time back about doing things for others, I believe.
I got my kindness from my mother. She believes in just doing good for others and not expecting anything in return. It's more like giving a helping hand when it's needed. And it kind of sucks because, like, nowadays, it, like, that's not even, like, the norm anymore. Like, you see someone in the street that needs help with, like, groceries or just, like, something small like that, and people don't even jump no more to even, like, help someone out. My mom put that in me since a young kid, and so whenever I had an opportunity to give an helping hand, I did it without even thinking about it. It was, like, a natural instinct.
Can you tell me about Amy and Chris, the first time you met, and how often you're in touch now?
We first met February, mm-hmm. probably around there. I had, obviously, after Stuart passed, a lot of things to deal with and his belongings, and I saw his bike, and I was like, what am I going to do with this bike? You know, I didn't want to just give it away or sell it to someone. I wanted it to have meaning because it was so important to him. So I was thinking, if there was someone out there who wanted to ride in the Pan Mass for him, who needed a bike at the same time, you know, and wanted to fulfill something for themselves as well, it was kind of like a perfect mesh. You know, I didn't have a rider. Chris didn't have the bike.
And Stuart must have been about 5'6", 5'7". Is that the idea? Is that the height requirement?
He would say he was 5'9", but I'm going to say that was stretching it a little.
Amy, will you be in Provincetown at the finish line?
Chris is actually going to finish at Gillette.
Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yes, and I'm planning will you be to there? Be there.
So how many miles will you be riding, Chris?
27.
27. That is amazing. That is amazing. I don't want to be pat about this, but this is a life-changing event for you that came out of a life-changing event for you. And there is no silver lining to losing your mate. But you're both doing something rather remarkable. I thank you. Chris, what happens after the ride for you? Where do you take this kind of experience?
Where I grew up, my neighborhood was really rough, so, like, I just really want to make a difference. I want to be able to, like, to pave the way for other people who want to do things like this but don't have the courage or feel like they're out of place for giving out a helping hand. Because, like I mentioned before, it's, like, not a lot of this happens around, especially my neighborhood. People don't really help out others, and I want to, like, break that chain.
You're like a seed. It's a good thing. And Amy, what do you want people to take away from what Chris is doing in the name of your husband?
That how two people from two different worlds, two strangers come together and can help each other out and share a common bond. I feel like it came from a totally different world than Chris, a privileged life. I want people to remember there are other people out there. People who need things that aren't privileged, that they're good people. They just haven't, you know, been lucky enough to fall into, you know, just by luck I ended up where I was in my family and my place in life. So nothing I did, just luck, you know. So I want them to realize there's other people out there who need people, you know, helping people with this illness and with cancer and helping these doctors find a cure for somebody, because even though they may not be affected by cancer, they certainly know someone who is, or they will. So hopefully this ride will instill that in people.
Well, Amy Grief, thank you so much for coming in. And Chris Vargas, good luck to you starting tomorrow. It's a great thing that you're both connected, and we really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Amy Grief's husband, Stuart, passed away from lung cancer in August of 2016, and Chris Vargas of Mattapan will be riding 27 miles in Stuart's memory as part of a team from the organization Year Up, which helps provide education and guidance to low-income students. Just a bit more about Chris. He just graduated from Year Up this week, and Amy was there, and he starts a part-time job as a media technician at Harvard in the fall, and he'll be going to school part-time. Chris also hopes to ride the full Panmass Challenge at some point, he told us just as he was leaving the studio. You can find links, to Chris's fundraising page on our website, radioboston.org. That is our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. The show is produced by Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, Alison Bruzek, Sean Bowden, Caitlin O'Keefe, and engineer Renee Marchandeau. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hati. We hope you have a great weekend. I'm Jill Kaufman, and this is Radio Boston.